so that we can all read it together. How many of you could quote it? Yeah. So let's just read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. But you know, what came up in my heart about this was something that I didn't think about the youth singing, was it's the end of the year also. And it's a time that everybody is giving gifts, of course. Everybody's giving something. They're giving you a gift, or maybe you're not getting a gift, but most people are giving things. And I thought about what they were singing. New life, new hope, new joy. New life, new hope, new joy. How many of you been serving the Lord over 5 years? How many have been serving him over 10 years? How many have been serving him over 40 years? Could you use a little new? A little stirring up. A little new. What happens is we go through life, you know, it gets to be rote. It gets to be routine. It gets to be kindly ho-hum. Diddle-dum. Do you know what I mean? You've heard it all before. You already know that. You've heard Brother Moore say, do you know I've probably heard more sermons of Brother Moore's than all of y'all put together? But you know, I still listen. And sometimes I'll be sitting there putting on my makeup, listening to him on a Sunday morning, and I thought, where was I when he taught that? And I can see myself sitting right there on the front row. Because you're listening for new hope, new joy, new peace, new life, new expectancy out of something that you never had before. A different thing in your life than you never had before. Say new hope, new life, new joy, new peace. New expectancy in my life. Could you use some of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can. Everybody can.
Yes.
Everybody can. So I was thinking about these gifts and these things that we were going to get. And I was thinking about my own self. I'm not a person that always likes something new. Like my phone that I had, I just got a new one. And that thing, I think, is almost 20 years old before I got a new one. And a lot of you've all heard the story of Brother Jesse. I hesitated to tell it, but about his shorts. Has everybody heard the story about Brother Jesse and his shorts? No. You know, I think Kathy's told it. I think Brother Jesse's told it a bunch of times, so I don't think it's a new story about how Kathy has bought him new shorts and bought him new shorts, but he went to the door. Was it the banker or something? Does anybody remember who it was? It was somebody kind of important or something. The banker, I think it was the banker that came to the door, and Brother Jesse has these old shorts that he likes to wear that the elastic is completely worn out in them, and he has to hold them up with his hand like this. You know, when he goes to the door, you know, so, cause they're so worn out, you know, and, I've sometimes on some things kind of been that way. Cause some of the new stuff, you know, I don't like it as well. I like things with knobs and I like things with switches, and some of the new stuff is all, yes, some of the other, you know, if you press it and you got makeup on your hands or you got water on your hands, it don't always work and you have to hit it five or six, you know. So I like some of the old stuff, you know. But new is good too. New life. New hope. New peace. We talk about these things a lot during the Christmas season. But what do they mean to us? Do we just sing about them at Christmas? Peace and joy and hope? And then after Christmas is over, do we go back to no hope? We can't have hope but at Christmas time? We can't have peace but at Christmas time? So we have no peace, tribulation. No joy, sadness.
No.
Right after Christmas is over. No. Look at this scripture, and then I'll be done with my scriptures. You won't even have to look at any more for today, probably, unless the Lord gives me another one. Ephesians 4:22.
Hallelujah.
This is NIV. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your mind. And to put on the what?
New self.
Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So we have to put off our old self and put on our new self. We have to put off the old stuff and put on the new stuff. So, how many of you in here are going to get a new shirt maybe for Christmas? You don't have a clue what you're going to get. Your wife didn't tell you. You're hoping you'll get a new shirt. How many of you in here are going to get a new washing machine? You don't know. She's got her hands up. Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you going to keep that old washing machine and say, I would rather use the old one than the new one?
Of course not.
Of course not. She's going to use that new washing machine. And why would that be? Because it does a better job than that old washing machine. You know, sometimes my mother-in-law used to have a washing machine. I remember it. And the knobs were off of it. And it had a pair of pliers on it. Anybody else has ever done that? You know, we got her another one. You know, and so she could turn the knobs and stuff on it. Well, it would be kind of dumb to stand there and have a brand new washing machine sitting here that has all the features on it. That'll do the short cycle and wash it delicate and do all the extra things that a good washing machine will do. But you say, I want to use this old one. Huh? Yeah, get me the pliers. Pull out the pliers, honey. Can you turn that on for me? And you don't, with the pliers, you don't even really know what cycle you're putting it on. You're just having to guess. I think I remember it being about right here. Yeah. Yeah. But with the new one, you can tell exactly where it's supposed to go. So who would want to keep the old one? And it's the same way with your old refrigerator, your old shoes, your old glasses, your old shirt, your old shorts, your old phone. Why would you want to keep the old when you can use the new? The new can be way better. And most of the new stuff takes less time. A new microwave.
Yep.
So why do we want to do that with the Lord? Why do we not want to accept the greatest gift ever? He sent us the greatest gift he could give. God said, I'm going to send you the greatest gift you could ever have. You accept him and you can have peace. No matter what your circumstance is, you can have peace. Always. No matter if there's turmoil all around you, you can have peace. But you have to choose to use this peace.
Yes.
You can't go back and pick up the old washing machine.
That's right.
you have to pick up this. Where's my Bible? I didn't even get it. You have to choose to pick up what this says, not the former man and his ways, and not the way you used to do it. And start worrying again and thinking about the problem and using your mind the way you used to do it. Sit there in the corner and close all the curtains and do what you used to do when you didn't have peace. You have to go here and say, I have the mind of Christ. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ in me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So you have to trade the old for the new. Or you've been sick. Did he give us healing?
Yes.
As part of this gift.
Yes.
Part of this gift that he did when he sent Jesus was he gave us the greatest gift. How many of you could use a little touch of healing in your body? Be honest. Every hand in here probably raise up. Every hand in here probably raise up. But what happens is, when you need healing, what do you do? Do you go to the medicine cabinet and say, oh, okay, I got to go back to this old achy rheumatoid arthritis or these migraine headaches. Where's the pill bottle? Oh, let's get back in the bed and pull the shades. That's what you did before you got the new. Before you found out about the new. Before you heard about the wonderful new stuff that the Lord did for you. Don't go back and get the old pliers. Don't go back and get the old. Find out what the new says. You got to read the manual on the new washing machine. You know, I told Dave said, you got a new phone, I noticed. I said, yeah. He said, you like it? I said, nope. Why don't I like it? I don't know how to use it. I hadn't taken the time to figure out what all it does yet. It's got so much stuff in there, I can't find anything. I can't find my pictures. It resorted everything, and every time I take a picture, I say, it didn't take it. Where's it at? But whose fault is that? Is it the phone's fault? Huh?
No.
Is it the manufacturer's fault? Whose fault is it? You can point your finger. It's okay. It's that dumb blonde up there at the front of the church. Because she didn't read the manual. If she'd just take the time and read the manual, then she would know exactly how to fix all the settings on the phone. And she'd get all the use out. But I don't ever. I'll always walk in and say, Keith, would you read this and fix this for me? But he's been gone or he's been busy, so he hadn't fixed it for me. But you know what? With the Word, we can't have anybody fix it for us. We got to find out what it says for ourselves. And it ain't just about hearing it over and over and over again. We've got to put off the old way of doing it and put on the new way of doing it. We got to stop doing it the way we used to do it and start doing it the way he said would work. Or you're never going to get a picture. You'll never get a picture. I could keep snapping this wherever it is. I could keep snapping this. I'd take a picture of the kids or I'd take a picture of something or a screenshot of something. And I'd say, where did it go? It's not there. I'd hand it to Jordan. Where did it go? We couldn't find it. Where's the picture of my credit card? I can't find it. And I'd just keep looking. And I'd get more and more irritated. And who is that helping? Huh? And you get more and more irritated the sicker you get. And the more money you don't have. And you hear other people say, he paid off my house. I got a new car. I got my bills paid. I got a spouse. I'm healed. My kids are doing good. Why is it working for them and it's not working for me? Because you got to put off the old and you actually have to do something. Like read the manual and do what it says, Phyllis. You got to make a change to the way you were doing it with your old phone and do it the way the new phone says you have to do it. And that's all that we have to do with the Lord. The devil wants to keep us doing it the old way. And the old way is so comfortable. That's why I didn't want to get rid of my old phone. I knew it. It was easy. I could just... But it didn't do what I needed it to do anymore. And you know, your old way is not doing what you need it to do anymore. You're not healed. You're not prospering. You're not being set free. And where's the peace of mind that God promised you? Where's it at? It's there for us. But we've got to stop doing our old things that cause it. We can't watch what we used to watch. We can't see the things and listen to the things we used to listen to. We've got to change what we used to do and put on the new man. We can't hang out with the people we used to hang out with. We can't use those ugly, nasty cuss words anymore. We've got to put on holiness, like it said. We've got to put on the things that he said. And if we begin to do this, that gift that he sent us will begin to shine bright like that twirling star in our lives. Do you know that there's not a person in here that should leave Christmas Day disappointed without a gift that they want? Not one person. It would be like, this is the gift. And whether you got a gift or not that day. Say there's lots of gifts under the tree. And you had your heart set on a new phone. Yeah. Bless you. A new phone. And you were believing for one. And you didn't get it. So your heart sunk. There's something that can bring you joy. Get you a box. I'm going to encourage you to do this. Get you a box. Wrap it up. Whatever you're needing this year. If it's joy. If it's peace. If it's healing. If it's money. If it's revelation or wisdom. There is not nothing, ain't nothing we need in this world that he has not given us. Nothing that he hasn't given us. So Christmas Day, the greatest gift that he gave us was his son. You're still needing something and you didn't get what you thought you wanted under that tree. He has given you something better. You wrap up your own gift and say, healing in that box. Amen. Prosperity in that box. Amen. Wisdom in that box. Amen. Answers in that box. Amen. And put it in that box and you just sit there or you get up and dance around and thank him for your answers that you've got in that box. Amen. Because you know, you have to do something. The problem with us has been, we want somebody else to do it for us, like I want somebody else to fix my phone for me. And it doesn't happen that way. We say, I have to do it for me. Nobody can do it for me. Nobody can do it for me. Nobody can receive your healing for you. Nobody can receive your gift for you. If somebody's giving you a gift at Christmas, what do you got to do? Accept it. Now, can you just leave it there? Sure you can. If somebody gives you a gift and you don't like it, what can you do? Exchange it. Leave it there. And that's what a lot of people have done with what the Lord has given them. The Lord has given us the most wonderful things. And a lot of people have said, he said, here, have healing, have prosperity, have deliverance. And he's held it out to them. And they've heard about it, but they just look at it and say, I don't want, because with God, it's not a trade, but you got to get rid of the old to get the new. And they're unwilling to let go. Get rid of that old stuff there, Chris. Come on, get rid of it. He's not getting rid of it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like at the staff party the other day, we did Christmas gifts. And you had to, if you didn't like what you had, you could take somebody else's. Well, they didn't like that at all. Because some people had some better stuff than some other people. I think somebody had a coffee maker and somebody stole it from them or something like that, you know? But you have to get rid of one thing to get the other thing. And with the Lord, that's the way it is. You have to get rid of your old way of doing things in order to get his new way of doing things. You have to get rid of your old thinking, this is the way I like doing it. And say, Lord, how would you like for me to do it? How many of you have not gotten answers on something you've been believing for a year? Yeah, 2 years. 10 years. Everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
There's things in every area of people's lives. You need to go and say, okay, Lord, what do I need to get rid of to get what you want to give me?
Yeah, it's good.
It's gift time. He's got a gift for you.
Amen.
He's got the answer for you. But you have to be willing to turn loose to get. What did that say? It said, regard your former way of life, put it off. Your old self, which is being corrupt of deceitful desires, and be made new in the attitude of your minds. Put on the new self. You can't have them both at the same time. And that's where we've been. How many of you want a new gift? I like new gifts. I like gifts. I like surprise gifts. Somebody the other day, it was my birthday, and I was not expecting it at all. And I got a FedEx, and it just blew me away. It was $10,000. Would that blow you away? Yeah. It was a FedEx with $10,000 in it, and I went, whoa, okay. I was not expecting it at all. And I was quite surprised by it. But you know what? I liked it. I liked it. How many of you would like that? Okay. You got to put off something else. Be willing to do whatever he tells you to do. Put off the old to get the new. Say it with me.
I'll put off
the old
to get the new.
All right. So just a couple of other things, and then we're going to call it a day. From the Lord, you should never refuse, from anybody, you should never refuse a gift, especially from the Lord. And he's got gifts sitting there, just like I was trying to do with Chris, give him a gift. That's the way he is. He sent his son and he loves us so much. He is not holding back anything that we need, anything that we desire, anything that we want. He is the blessing giver. He wants us to have it all. He doesn't hold anything back. If it's being held back, it's because you're holding on to the old. That's why it's being held back, is you're holding on to the old. Say, I'm turning it loose. Only if you mean it. I'm turning it loose. And then the other thing I've got here is, so if you didn't get what you want for Christmas, remember, turn it loose. Turn it loose. Stand up with me, and we're going to go through an action. We're going to have new hope, new joy, new peace, new gifts. Does that answer some questions for some people in here? Do it like this with your hands. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. Now, don't do it if you don't mean it. You're holding on to stuff. Holding on tight to your ways, your thoughts, your things, that old washing machine with that vice grip. But we're going to turn loose to some things in here. Say, Father,
show me
what I've been holding on to.
And help me
see there's better.
You have better.
You sent your son.
The greatest gift.
So I could have the very best.
Show me
what I need to turn loose of.
So I can have the best.
I do it now.
I turn it loose.
So you can give me the best.
I receive it now.
In Jesus' name. Now, Father, with heads bowed and eyes closed. Now, Father, if there are those in here under the sound of my voice or in Sarasota or watching by internet that don't know you, they have to turn loose of the old ways to accept Jesus. Say this after me. Say, Father God,
we
thank you
for sending Jesus.
I accept him
as my Lord and Savior,
my King of Kings,
and my Lord of Lords.
I accept the new
and turn loose of the old.
With your strength,
with your grace,
I'll serve him all the days of my life.
I'm going to start this new year
with the new.
I love you, Lord.
Thank you for doing this for me.
Now just thank him.
Thank you, 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 Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, altar care workers, if you would, come to the front. Thank you, Lord.
What a privilege it is to have.